Yes. Yes, we are back. Back to early morning sipping with Manny. Hey, baby, are you going to join me on this beautiful Wednesday morning episode? Early morning sipping with my nice cup of Joe. It's coffee. Joe is coffee. You need to speak louder if you want to.
Yeah.
Yes. She's joining us on this beautiful Wednesday morning. We always have to wake up early because the kids are asleep still. And if we want to get coffee, we got to wake up before the kids wake up. Or there is no coffee for us in the morning. And when you are a parent, or an adult, you know how valuable coffee is to start your día, which is day in Spanish, if you didn't know. Ain't that right?
Yes.
Correcto. Means correct in Spanish, if you didn't know. So anyways, let me just tell you a little something I'm sipping on. I'm sipping on some Kirkland Bold, Pacific Bold coffee. It's a little strong for the taste, but when you sip on brew every evening, I guess a strong cup of coffee is not that bad. Have to add some creamer, though, to give a nice smoothness to it. What are you drinking, babe?
Breakfast blend.
Kirkland Breakfast Blend. We announced that one a few episodes ago. It's a good one. Light. It's light on the flavor of the tongue.
Smooth.
It's pretty smooth, if you want to call it a smooth-a-roon.
Sound like the guy from Legoland.
Anyways. Oh, talking about Legoland. It's funny because we go there every year now for the last, what, 3 years? Three, 4 years now? How many years has it been?
Four.
4 years in a row? It's not been 4 years. I think 3 years. I think we went twice in 1 year.
Four.
It's going to be four, huh? So 4 years. And we like know everything now. We're experts of the park. We're experts of everything. So I even got my kid to get selected to open the park, and he thought he was the coolest, which was cool because it was pretty cool.
Yeah, everybody that comes over, he has to show the picture.
Yeah, everyone who comes over, he shows them that picture. Look, look, because the picture of him opening the park is right there hanging.
Open ceremony.
An opening ceremony picture, and he's like, yeah. Well, anyways, going back to Legoland, there's this joke, a few jokes they say when you do a little boat tour. It was a little like a Lego pond. You're in like a Lego pond. And you're in a Lego boat in a Lego pond looking at Legos. Not necessarily. You're in a little boat in a water. Little pond, and you go driving around. It's like a little tour. And they do a bunch of little sceneries with Legos, you know, around the world. They do, I don't know, New York.
France.
Yeah, they do the Eiffel Tower. No, not the Eiffel. Is it the Eiffel Tower? Yeah, it's called the Eiffel Tower. And a bunch of those mumbo jumbos. And there's
my favorite one.
There's one where it shows the Taj Mahal. But since it's made out of Legos, the guy does his little thing. Goes, oh, and over here we have the Taj Mahal. Made out. Oh, no, wait. We have over here something made out of 942,000 Legos. Blah, 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 blah.
What we call it.
He goes, it's the Taj Mahal, but we call it the Taj Mahal. And then everyone cracks up. You know, it's one of those things where it's not funny, but people laugh, I guess, because I don't know if the joke is so lame.
It's the way he was
People are forced to laugh at it, or it's out of politeness to laugh.
But how are you going to say about George W. Bush?
Oh, yeah, and then they have one where it has the faces of the presidents, the rock thing, was it Mount Rushmore? And what is funny, we have Mount Rushmore. It's made out of all Legos, by the way. It's all Legos, which is pretty cool. So they have Mount Rushmore on the wall. And then they go, oh, and we have a fifth president, and on top of their Lego fixture is a huge bush. Bush, like a raggedy bush. So they go, oh, we have a fifth president. It's President Bush. And, like, they come up with these little jokes. And what's funny is, that's what I've been wondering is, if people would laugh at it just because they're being polite, because it's technically not that funny. And or they're
just.
You think it's funny?
I like.
Well, you know, at those times when the
people. It's kids' jokes.
Or it's like in the grocery store. Okay, something doesn't scan, and I'm pretty sure cashiers get this all the time because I got it all the time. Something doesn't scan, they go, "Oh, I guess I get it for free, y'all." And it's like, then you're the cashier, like, "Oh yeah, so funny." Like I haven't heard that before, and they hear it 50 million times. Like those jokes are lame, and people still use them. Like, dude, if you're able to come up with that on the spot, I'm pretty sure you're not the only one. Like. I used to do some beer marketing stuff, and I would be doing beer through the stores, you know, about displays or stock it or selling beer to stores. And if I ever came out with a stack of beer or whatever, or even when I was a delivery driver for a beer company, and I'll be delivering the beer every day. I don't know how many, four or five times a day. They'd be like, "You're delivering that the wrong way. My truck's that way. And it's funny because everyone who said it, "My truck's that way." Like, they all own trucks. You know, it's like, so then, you know, I always thought, like, man, it's the next person who tells me this, I'm like, "All right, let's go." And I was just going to follow them out the store with the beer. Like, "Here we go." See what they say. Oh, no, I'm just kidding, dude. Oh, man, it's just crazy. Maybe people come up with those jokes. Like, have you, what jokes do you hear all the time? And it's just like, that's so funny. You don't have any?
Mm-mm.
No, not even from being a mom?
Mm-mm.
There's no jokes like...
It's early to think.
It's too early to think of those. Yeah, it's just funny. And people who say stupid jokes like that.
Stupid jokes.
You say stupid jokes? I don't say dumb jokes. I think I think I'm a not a funny person, but pretty creative person where it comes down to making some jokes.
Believable. Yeah. There's jokes like some people, if like me. I know you because you're my husband, blah blah blah. I mean, 7 years together is not, you know, it's not being a week, it's years. So I know how you are. And when you are making jokes and nobody knows how you are, they believe you. It doesn't even seem like a joke. I have to be like, "No, he's joking. All the time. And they pretty much sometimes take things up like, "What the hell? Why is he saying stuff like that?"
Yeah. There's this... Oh, man, that reminds me about how people, if they don't understand someone when they say a joke. So I was in this meeting at work. Not today, but yesterday. The day before yesterday, because this was Monday, obviously. And I was talking to the COO of the company, and then we had another person higher up in the company too. And they're talking, and then I was in the meeting, and then we're talking about if we should keep someone or get rid of them, or if it even makes sense to even hire someone back into that position if, you know, if they do leave us. And what was funny was he makes a joke as, we need to know if it's worth investing into another person because I've tried hiring half a person and there's no way it works. There's no way you can cut a person in half. You know, you have to, and how he said it, he did it really well because it was so sarcastic, like a sarcastic ass way where it was so funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm right there laughing because it's funny how he did it. He goes, "You can't cut them vertically in the waist of the head. How do you cut a person and, you know, pay for half a person? Sorry, but you have to pay for a whole person." And the other person goes, "Oh, where did you go to try to hire half a person?" Oh my god, where did you go to hire half a person? So then he says, "Oh, I went to in.com, not Indeed, but I went to in.com because Indeed's like a high place where you hire people." So he goes, "Oh, I went to in.com. I didn't go for the full Indeed, I just went half of it in." And she goes, "Oh, yeah, that makes sense." Like, she didn't understand it was a joke. I think she was just so confused about it. She just said, "Oh, yeah, oh, okay." And I'm right there cracking up. She didn't understand it was a joke. Like, oh, my God, I was dying. It was like one of those where you're laughing so much, you're, like, slapping your knee. I didn't slap my knee. I didn't want to look like a jerk, but, or a butt face or something. I didn't want to look weird. So I was just, like, giggling and imagining I was slapping my knee. You know, like, knee slapper. It's a knee slapper. But yeah, like, so speaking about when people don't understand jokes or how it works, it's just funny when that happens or that occurs. And, you know?
Yeah.
That's all it is. And we, you know, it's a good Wednesday. It's hump day. It's time to stay motivated and keep pushing. Set your goals in the middle of the week and keep moving, you know? Daily goals. When I'm doing fitness with Manny, it's not about setting goals for 90 days. It's, you know, that's a challenge. But setting a goal every day. Say, you know what? I am going to do my fitness with Manny today. Or I am going to do my workout today. Or I'm going to use my salad fork instead of my regular fork when I eat salad. You know, something easy that's accomplishable daily. Look at yourself in the mirror every day and give yourself a compliment. Why you're awesome. You know, like I can look at myself in the mirror and say, man, you're a cool guy.
Why?
And the reason why is because I keep myself with that mindset that I'm cool. I don't rub it into people's faces, but it works.
Yes, you do.
I'm not walking around like Vince McMahon or anything.
Yes, you do.
No, I'm not. I'm just drinking my coffee.
And walking.
But, yeah. So, that's what it is, man. When you're doing fitness with Manny or you're doing whatever challenge you want to do or you want to be somebody, you know, out there, you just got to do it. No excuses. Because believe me, I heard all the excuses. I heard people saying they don't have time for this. Well, you know what? Look at me. I work a full-time trabajo, which is job. I work. I come home. I have kids. I come home, spend time with the family. I go to school full-time. And I still damn do it.
Sipping with Manny.
Fitness with Manny. Podcast early morning. Sipping with Manny. And I still make the time to do what I gotta do. And you know what? It's something I enjoy. And I think you gotta enjoy it to keep doing it. If it's something you don't enjoy, then don't do it. You know? Why are you doing something you don't enjoy? Besides work, obviously we all have to work. And work is work. That's why it's called work. It's not called Enjoyland.
Kids.
Yeah, it's not called Enjoy Land. It's Work Land. Work minus the land. Work.
Are you saying that because I tell you enjoy every morning?
No.
When you text me, babe, I made it to work, and I say,
have fun at work.
Okay, baby. Enjoy your day.
Technically,
you tell me enjoy. Like, what do you want me to tell you? Have a miserable day.
Yeah, but you gotta try to enjoy it while you're there, you know? It's only a few hours of your day to get going. But you gotta just try and just do it. But like I was saying, from these earlier thoughts I had of jokes, you know, just laugh. Sometimes at yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror and laugh.
Honestly, it looked like you were having a seizure.
You know, look at yourself in the mirror and laugh at yourself. I don't have to look in the mirror. I look at my twin and laugh at him.
Okay, that was funny.
Yeah. You know, if you haven't seen the Sipping with Manny episode, my twin was a special guest on the episode.
Sunday.
A lot of people were like, oh, I didn't know you had a twin. I go, yeah, but I'm the good-looking one. He's the ugly one. You know,
that's
funny.
True. He tells everybody the same thing.
Yeah, he's the ugly one. I'm the good looking one. And, you know, it's just jokes, though. You laugh at yourself and you just have fun because there's all these people who are serious. I was watching this video online and it's funny. It's a funny video. And then people start going on and on about it. And like, you guys are so mean. You shouldn't be laughing about this situation, blah, blah, blah. And then not even situations. A guy who's punching a punching bag, but he's doing it so silly, it's funny. You know? It's like, just make some jokes. Laugh sometimes. Just Stop being so serious.
Then, how come when I tell you some jokes, you don't laugh? You are so serious.
Well, that might not be that funny.
Oh, yeah? Like the one with the cows in the field?
Cows in the field?
Yeah. About 30 cows in a field, 28 chickens.
That's not a joke. That's a riddle.
It doesn't matter. It's part of a joke and riddle. It's funny.
A riddle is technically not a joke.
And then after you say the right answer, it makes you laugh.
No, it makes you go, oh, yeah, it's so silly. Yeah, I should have thought of it that way. Those are riddles. They make your mind work. A joke is like, it's a joke, you know? It's like,
your joke is a joke?
It's a joke. Jokes are jokes, you know?
Tell me one, let's see.
Not a professional comedian or anything.
Oh, don't please come out with that Roberto. What do you call a guy with a Roberto? Roberto?
Yeah, Roberto.
See, I said it and you don't laugh. And then you said it yourself and you're like, Roberto.
Because you didn't execute it properly. Sometimes in jokes, all it takes is some execution.
Well, when I say jokes, I make them funny. And then you're like, what? I don't even know what you're saying.
Sometimes I don't understand your jokes.
That's why you need to speak Spanish.
It ain't my fault. Spanish jokes are only made one way. Maybe if the joke was made universal, everyone would laugh.
I bet you it's universal. There's a lot of sayings in Spanish that are also in English.
Or maybe the English saying occurred and then the Spanish one occurred.
There you go, but still.
How do we know?
It's like about the lemons and the lemonade.
What about the lemons and lemonade?
If you get lemons, then make lemonade.
I mentioned that in one of my videos a while ago when I said, you know what? No, I actually posted it on Twitter. If you ain't following my Twitter account, Manyo, MAN_YO, I believe. I think that's it, or it just might be Manyo. You know, you'll find some random thoughts throughout the day what I post. But, yeah, that's one thing about lemons and lemonade. Let me tell you this. It's cool, yeah, if life gives you lemons, make lemonade. Cool little saying. But how about we improve it a little bit and say, if life gives you lemons, don't only stop with lemonade. You want to progress that idea and make it into something else. Profit off it. Right? Shouldn't you keep progressing into something? Don't just stop at the lemonade. Start selling that bad boy and then franchise it out once it becomes a success. How about doing that for once? You know, obviously, you know, lemonade is going to be hard to do, but look at Hot Dog on a Stick. They sell some pretty good lemonade. What do you mean you don't know that one?
I don't know that place.
Oh, well, look at Simply Orange. They make good lemonade.
Oh, that's a good one.
Or look at the lemonade with the happy face on it. Or Arnold Palmer Lemonade. No, he makes iced tea. Anything. It doesn't have to be lemonade, but it's an expression of if life gives you lemons, make lemonade, progress further. That's what you should do.
Wrap it up.
Don't stop with lemonade. What? Wrap it up. We're barely at... How many... Well, we're at 20 minutes. All right, folks. Let me just do a quick ad, an advertisement for y'all to wrap this bad boy up. And the advertisement's going to be...
Free water.
It's going to be about Pure. The water, the best water filter of all water filters, Pure. If you ain't pure in heart, you shouldn't be drinking Pure. But if you're pure in heart and pure in life, Pure is the water for you. I think that worked really well. So drink Pure if you want a pure mind.
Not like that one girl that thinking that she was buying smart water was going to make her smart.
How about that? All right, folks. Hope you enjoy early morning. Early morning. Sipping and we're closing now. Sipping with Manny. All right, folks. See y'all later today for Sipping with Manny. Keep doing your fitness. Set your goals. Do your thing. Laters.